Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees, with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week, by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
DD Mega Doo-Doo.
Tanline Tuesday on Twitter. We lost, some baseball player.
Mel Stottlemyre.
And also, just early this morning, it confirmed that Carroll Channing passed away. Mel had like 37 hits, but Carroll's got over 400, and we're still in the Mel, right? Just trying to get rid of the rest of the Mel stuff.
Yeah.
In the Deadpool list.
Yeah.
It's up to you when you want to start Carroll Channing.
It's actually up to Len.
Okay. Are you writing down? You want me to...
Yeah, I'm writing that down.
I got it.
Are you ready?
Nope, I'm not ready, but
all right.
I can read upside down.
Okay. I forgot to tell you.
I can, so if you're...
So that you didn't
if I'm in a meeting with any big boss and they're writing stuff about me upside down, I can read it.
Oh, man.
As long as it's written out like suck at Jesus or stuff I'm used to reading upside down. Or will it fit? So, if you're writing will it fit...
You recognize that upside down.
I recognize...
Which does happen in meetings with bosses. often.
Yeah, they'll write down. Why don't you will it fit more? It test well. We actually had a boss. Actually, our boss. We talked about that. He wanted us to be sillier, which was hilarious because we were. But it was just wasn't mad at us. That was an actual meeting.
Yeah,
back in like October. You guys gotta just be a little more over the top.
Right. Stop growing up.
Well, we're never gonna do that, and people hate us for that.
A little more juvenile and stupid tomorrow,
you
huh?
Guys, sick as dust. Funny as it is. I got it ready to go.
Some of the players that had Mel Stottlemyre at age 77, some of the 37 players that had the old Yankee, Mel Stottlemyre.
The old Yankee.
Yeah, include but are not limited to Jim Sucks, play some Blackout. That's one you recognize upside down.
Blackout, yeah. Yeah. The boss hasn't written down Jim Sucks yet because he's Jim. He's being stubborn when it comes to this song now because we would make this a hit again. We would sell more records if all the radio stations we play on.
All of rock radio should be playing this song.
C95 play Blackout?
This is a good song.
Does the Blaze play Blackout? Man, what are you thinking? I'm going to wait for
listen
the hook.
Listen to that.
I'm going to wait for the hook.
Listen to it.
In fact, the Scorpions start off the song by saying, Jim sucks, play Blackout. And they play it. On the riff alone.
Damn.
Yeah. Good hit.
It is. Jody Foster's Knuckles gets a hit with Mel Stottlemyre on our Deadpool list. And I'm not familiar with this name. Mike's Four Dog Fist.
Whoa. Obviously it's me, right?
Gets a hit. I don't know. He could be referring to himself, his own fist.
Yeah, well, I want to know what that it's about. Because once in a while I'll say I want to meet these guys. I don't think I want to meet this guy. Because I said I wanted to meet Todd's Wet Clock, and that dude lives in Nevada.
Oh, well, yeah.
He tweeted out, he goes, hey, if you're ever in Mesquite or Vegas, hook me up for a beer, signed Todd's Wet Clock.
Let's go.
And I think I met him. I said I wanted to meet him, and I met this other guy I wanted to meet. Had a pretty funny name. I like all these guys' names, actually. But what's that again? Mike's what?
Mike's Four Dog Fist.
I'm afraid of meeting this guy.
Yeah.
But please tell us what that means.
I'm
it's obviously
curious.
In the show, right?
I'm curious.
Right.
Myron's hand sausage gets a hit. Myron's been doing well.
I'm sorry.
Myron's sausage has been doing well.
But Myron's hand sausage is a great name.
Now, is that Mike's four dog? Is it F-O-R or is it the number four?
The number four.
Okay. I thought it was describing the fist.
Well, it is, but it's a four-dogger.
I bet she tells us, we all go, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm serious. I think it's obviously from the show.
It's probably something cute.
All right. Or horrible. Or somewhere in the middle.
Many things are.
Yeah.
Nancy Grace's Leaking Cans gets a hit. I don't, they're still playing. As is Oprah's Vagina still getting hits.
Yeah.
Ouch! Watch your teeth, Tyler.
I don't want to meet that guy either.
No. I'm not going to use that one.
Pretty hardcore?
It has to do with the pink sock.
Okay.
Saturdays with Sandusky gets a hit.
So we'll go right into that.
Yeah. Shiny Jinies gets a hit.
Todd, you stoned that place.
He did.
I did.
So Tom and the Deekmans gets a hit.
Oh, the Deekmans.
Oh, here's a new one that gets a hit. TNT's Office Orphan gets a hit.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
We wanted to adopt a kid to stay here.
Yeah, you know, I got to thank that kid for playing when I go in.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's here all day. He's got time. Yeah.
Toss him a sandwich, too.
Yeah.
I do. I brought him a sandwich this morning.
Yeah. He's homeschooled, too, so he didn't leave the office much.
So he's done.
Or he's office schooled.
he's office schooled by us, by so us. No, the kid has no chance.
No, we bring in...
He has a lot of time to himself.
Yeah, because we leave.
Right. Between the four of us, we have a nice collection of textbooks that we bring in and we say, here, read a textbook.
Now, I sold all mine back to college.
And learn something.
I needed that $11.
Todd's next son gets a hit with Mel Stottlemyre, as do Weird Al's parents.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh
They're
too
dead.
Soon. Yeah. Well, he should have told me that when I was talking to him before I asked the question.
It was 10 years ago today. U.S. Airways Flight 1549. The Miracle on the Hudson.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
wow.
I've heard the movie. I've heard the movie's really good, and it's about what happens after the fact, right?
Yes.
Is it good? Worth it?
It's more
about about how they yelled at him for what he did, right? Which makes no sense. He saved people.
Is it the
eight? What did they got?
I forget what agency, but they're being quizzed a lot. Most of the movie, they're being quizzed a lot. He and the co-pilot.
Is it NHTSA?
The National Transportation Safety.
FAA?
It might be that.
Or the FAA. There you go.
Have you watched the whole thing?
I think it was the NTSB.
Did you watch the whole thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
I caught the tail end of it because I knew what happened at the beginning. Yeah. I knew about the goose, and I knew about the Hudson River.
Goose is dead.
And it's on the table.
And I know. I don't know if they saved. Did they save everybody's golf clubs?
I don't think so.
No. I think they concentrated on lives.
On life, yeah.
I think they saved some luggage, though.
Well, I'm totally grabbing my backpack
Oh, sure.
If I'm on that flight, I know they yell at don't grab your stuff. I'm grabbing my stuff because it's right there.
If I'm on that flight, I'm grabbing the crap in my pants is what I'm doing.
Well, if you got any swimming to do, you're not going to want to take your backpack, really.
Oh, right. Your flotation device will hold you and your backpack up.
They're standing on the wings with nothing. Look at the still photo of that. You're standing on the wings with nothing. That was 10 years.
That's because I wasn't there.
It seems longer for some reason.
10 years ago today.
Right.
And then there's an annual dinner. Apparently everybody gets back together again, which is easy enough to do because everybody's from the Carolinas. They were going there.
There were some people going on golf trips from up north. That's what there were, people that lived up there. But
most of them were from the Carolinas.
They're flying back there. Okay.
Yeah.
Where does Sully call home?
I can't answer that.
And is he still working?
No, he may be tired.
No, he's a motivational speaker now.
Yeah, he'd be
tired.
That's right. He makes money just hanging out.
And it was U.S. Air? Or U.S.
Airways.
U.S. Air.
Well, yeah, so they would have been headed to Charlotte.
Right, exactly.
Stormy Daniels. She has filed suit against several members of the Columbus Division of Police who serve in the Vice Unit. She alleges the only reason these cops falsely arrested her last summer You remember how that went.
She was saying bad things about the commander-in-chief. That's exactly what they
was
did.
Was their allegiance to Trump. In the documents obtained by TMZ, she says that the officers listed entered into a conspiracy with one another after they learned that she'd be in the area. They decided to go undercover with the sole intention of retaliation and ruining her reputation.
She's going to win this because they actually looked into it. They did do it for that reason.
She says the cops violated her civil rights by falsely arresting and imprisoning her. She's asking a judge to award her damages for it. The Columbus PD police chief says, that arrest was a mistake, and that eventually triggered a federal corruption probe into the matter.
All right.
They're
going to get paid.
They
settle out of court.
They'll settle.
Yeah, because the law under which she was arrested was not a law.
Right. And he admitted right there they screwed up.
Yeah, they screwed up.
Civil suit's going to pay something.
They screwed up. Roger Waters.
When is Stormy dancing in Salina?
It's like this month. I want to say it was actually like right around Valentine's Day.
Coming up, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be a nice date.
Right. It's not that far a drive. We've done it.
So we're nice to take the Valentine to see Stormy?
Yeah. If your lady likes strippers.
Well. And I'm sure she does. They all do. Or Roger Waters says he wants to perform the wall along the U.S.-Mexico border.
Yep. By the way, if you're not familiar.
Of course, he said this from London.
It's about people. I guarantee people are going to think, build the wall. He's not. He's a complete liberal.
He is.
But you know what's going to be misread by people that are not that smart?
Right.
Yeah. Even Roger Waters wants to perform the wall. It's about breaking down walls.
He says it's particularly relevant because of the talk of building walls and creating division.
Yep.
I didn't post this because
and religion.
I don't post political stuff on our Facebook page anymore.
Me neither.
But I found this meme rather amusing. It's four pictures of Trump, and it says, "Mother, should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government?
Yeah.
Mother, do you think they'll try to break my balls?
Yeah.
Oh, mother, should I build a wall?"
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
It pisses me off, Todd.
Wow.
You libtard.
I thought it was kind of clever.
It's very clever.
Vinyl album sales in the United States are on the rise. Dude. Nielsen Music reports that they grew by 15% last year. That's the 13th year of consecutive growth, but when you're growing from the floor.
Puss is, you're right, because we all sold our stuff back in the day. Puss is the only one that really went vinyl on our show.
Yeah, I have a turntable.
Do you go buy them?
I not all the time. I'll make a couple trips here and there.
You're busy like the next guy. You got a family, everything like that, and you're a busy guy. But you ever put one on, just sit around and listen to it?
I do. Okay. Yeah. If I'm working around the house or something, I'll put on an album. And
sometimes I go visit what used to be my vinyl collection.
But you have a vinyl collection, right?
Oh, no. I gave it to my friend.
Oh, okay. Because you didn't think it was coming back.
I had a garage full. Well, and he had a turntable.
Right.
He had the whole setup. I didn't.
And it was going away. It was going away.
Yeah, and I thought, I'll just give it to him. He seems to enjoy it.
Now, you can probably imagine the top-selling vinyl album artist of last year. Not the album, but the artist that sold the most vinyl copies of a record.
The Beatles.
There you go.
Yeah. People are restocking their Beatles stuff.
And then the aforementioned Pink Floyd.
Got it.
Yeah, you
got
to buy the White Album for the ninth time.
Right, Or you might not have it from back in the day either.
In the fourth different format.
Yeah.
And then David Bowie, and then Panic at the Disco.
That's unnecessary.
Makes sense.
Really?
Followed by Fleetwood Mac, Zeppelin, and Michael Jackson.
See, a lot of people that actually had those albums originally in that form are going to want to go back and revisit and buy those, yeah.
Yeah, since it is
like the first album I would buy. If I do it, I'm going to buy Toys in the Attic from Aerosmith. I just haven't pulled the trigger.
Yeah, that's kind of in the way I've focused my vinyl buying. I'm only buying albums that I know I want to listen to the whole album.
The whole album, right. I'm not going to listen to a single. I buy the single stuff, right.
You know, classic albums
that
I know I love.
Bring back the 45, Craig. Bring back the 45.
Oh, God,
that's some memories.
No.
Yeah, if you charge a buck for them like they did back in the day.
Oh, holy cow.
If I can get an original pressing of that thing you do, I'd buy that 45.
Okay. All right. Might not,
the one that was sold in the appliance store. I want that copy.
Oh, that copy, right. Yeah, yeah.
The original pressing.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's different. That's not something you buy to listen to, necessarily, is it?
No, you want to buy an album that you listen to, that you remember as a kid putting the album on and leaving it on. You listen to the whole side.
Right, front to
and
back.
And kids nowadays, hate to say that, but they don't know what it's like to listen to whole albums like that. Because I wouldn't either. You would just click on a single or what you liked. But you would put it on, and the reason you started liking other songs on an album was it would just go into the next one, and it would be somewhere in your house, and you couldn't go click.
It was a pain to change the album.
Right, you couldn't go click, so you would let it roll, and you end up starting liking stuff that wasn't hits.
That's
where album radio came from. That's why if you talk to somebody who's really, like we always talk about this, off the air mainly because it's boring for other people, but we'll say, well, you know that song, and you look at it, it was never a hit, but everybody knows the song.
Yeah, that's why you went with the 8-track or the cassette, because that saved you getting up. Yeah. To flip the album over.
Right.
What a pain in the ass that was.
Well, it's funny. You know, you buy. I've purchased some albums that were originally released on CD.
Right.
And now they go back and they're putting them on vinyl, but everything is longer. So you get two chunks of vinyl, front and back, and you get like three songs per side.
I would think, oh, is that so to make it that way? Oh, I got it. Yeah, is that how they have to do that now?
So you got to go flip the record. All you got to go flip the record, change the record, flip the record to hear the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not finding Stormy's Salina date. And then somebody emailed and said, coming to Omaha.
Is she?
But yeah, I haven't seen anything about that.
I can't find a date for that
Where's
either.
Where's the naked club, though? We got one down by the airport. That's
no, the
topless.
Story somebody said it was a Facebook post, for one thing, and someplace saying she was coming to participate in some protest or something.
Yeah. So she's not going to be performing.
What about your Canned Wednesdays?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tan Line Tuesday right now.
Yeah, but we've heard about the Salina date.
Yeah.
Where she's actually performing. I just can't get any confirmation. It's not on her Twitter page.
What's the name of that club? We talk about every time we do this, we talk about the name of that club. Somebody calls us and tells us the club.
And they still haven't given us anything, so I'm not going to say it.
Yeah, good point.
Chocolate was flowing in northern Arizona after an accident on the I-40, a tanker carrying 40,000 pounds of liquid chocolate rolled over on just east of Flagstaff. It spilled all over the highway.
Everybody jump out and just start licking the road?
Oh, yeah.
Because things spill out, people go out and grab stuff. You really can't grab this, maybe a handful, and start licking
it. No, you just lay down and start licking it up. Like it's,
why don't we lick it in the road?
Yeah. Exactly.
Because that stuff goes really well with road salt.
Yeah.
No, you get the top of it, though.
If salt. It's,
oh, salted chocolate?
Yeah,
salted
chocolate.
Oh,
great.
I never thought about
that. Yeah.
But do they have road salt in northern Arizona?
Well, yeah, they get snow up there.
But if it's thick, the top part is going to be just pure chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Especially right by the truck. Let's go lick.
Yeah.
Kids.
Sure.
Everybody lick.
They've had quite a bit of snow there this season. So you get all the good road chemicals mixed in with that chocolate.
Oh, that's going to be tasty.
Yummy. Yeah.
That's going to be some tasty road licking right there. I'm glad the music was going.
Tasty road licking.
I-40 is the best road to lick right now.
I'm looking at a story.
It's only right now.
It is only right now. You got to lick it up.
They actually have to mention the liquid is biodegradable. So the driver wasn't cited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Because all the animals just come out and lick that stuff.
I had no idea chocolate was biodegradable.
Does chocolate kill lizards?
Todd?
Because, you know, sometimes chocolate does kill some animals, right?
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of lizards that are hanging around when it's 30 degrees.
Oh, I don't know. You tell me. You're the Arizona guy.
They're dead.
All right.
Okay. That's
because of the chocolate.
It's a little cool up there. The dogs.
The dogs you can kill.
Yeah, wolves and the
coyotes. Don't let your dog out to lick the road.
If it's dark chocolate.
All right.
Milk chocolate they could handle.
It looked more like milk chocolate.
Yeah, they'll be fine. A little treat for the animals.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.